listening to the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty. This is not your typical food show. We're talking about the politics of food, the corruption of our food supply, and what you can do to stand and fight back. Download the TuneIn app for your smartphone and call your local station to ask that they carry the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty. Now, once again, here's Elizabeth.
Hey, everybody. We're back. You're listening to Food Nation Radio Network. We have Dave Schuett on the phone. He's the owner of Sugging Country Honey in Southern Ontario, Canada. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for your interest in the incident.
We understand you had a major incident and you lost 600 hives. And to put that in perspective for people, that's not 1,000 bees or 10,000 bees or 10 million bees. You lost 37 million pollinating bees. Is that right?
That is correct.
When we talk about bees, I don't know if people understand that they are needed to pollinate certain crops. Do you have any idea what crops locally your bees were pollinating?
Basically, one bee pollinates about 100,000 flowers a day. And if you got a good hive, you have anywhere from 80 to 90,000 bees.
Wow.
Now, what our bees would pollinate would be anything from apples to strawberries, blueberry, fruit and vegetables. It just goes on and on.
So this is a huge, unbelievable loss.
It's unbelievable, but I have to face reality.
How fast did this happen? In what period of time did this happen?
Well, the chemical was brought in 2004. Every spring we've had trouble and I could never understand why when the bees would come through the winter quite well. And then when they would be planting crops, we noticed a dip in the bees where there's missing bees. We just understand why and then we'd have to work with them and bring them back up. But when last year came through, we lost only 7% of our hives to the winter loss. They were so strong. And then when they started planting corn, we just lost millions and millions of bees. It's just staggering. I was watching some of the hives. It was like almost like they were going to swarm, but they weren't swarming. How would I describe it? It's like the bees are going up and down, going in circles in front of their hive. It's like they were really frustrated and irritated. And then after that came out, the bees just came out of the hive. And the bees that came home to the hive basically made a blanket 4 to 5 feet out of the hive. They basically, again, just start being paralyzed. Their legs are starting to paralyze. The wings are paralyzed. They fly in circles. They're confused. And then eventually they couldn't fly anymore. They couldn't move. And then their tongues would be sticking out for the pain. Then it would be dripping from their backside. It's just they're in terrible, terrible agony. And then as they're trying to get away from their hive, they'd be hanging on the grass. And it's just terrible.
Did this happen within a week, a day, a few days?
Within 2 days of them planting, the blankets of bees would be just, some yards we lost 50 to 90% of our hives.
What crops were they planting?
Corn.
Do you know what kind of corn it was?
No, but we know the chemical is neonicotinoids.
And is that something that's treated on the seed itself or something that's sprayed on the corn immediately after it's planted?
No, it's a powder chemical pesticide that's coating the seed, and it's very airborne. Its aim is to kill insects, and happens to be my employees are insects.
Was this corn seed made by Bayer, or do you know?
I'd rather not answer that.
Okay, I understand. So if you coat the seed, you don't really have to do anything else to it. It already has that chemical in it.
That's right. And also, I want to mention to you, 1 part to 1 million were on the bees. And I understand 1 part per billion is enough to kill a bee.
My understanding is that the outcome for rats was even more dire with less parts per million than it is for insects. I'm just really concerned about this because this was banned in Europe and the EU in January of this year. And now we're having this happen in Canada and the US. Do you think the government where you are is going to take any action on this?
Their excuse always is we need to do more research. We need to understand what it's doing to the environment, do more testing. But my issue is, why not put a ban on it or put a hold on this chemical for usage? Do the studies then, not when our bees are dying.
Exactly. And I asked this question of a USDA researcher. Do you think that the genetic modification of the corn combined with the glyphosate and this other chemical, the neonicotinoids, is causing some sort of chain reaction that's making it even worse? And he said, we're not sure. What is your opinion on that, or do you have one?
I can't answer that this time here, but the only thing I will say, why do they want to keep experimenting? Why do they want to keep testing when they know already this chemical is doing so much harm? We haven't seen the extent of this harm in the environment. Why is it right now? I have bees dying right now when the corn is not being planted. My question is, I understand that this chemical is very water dissolvable. When you get rain, why wouldn't this chemical become in the water? So when the bees are drinking the water and they're thirsty, this is what's affecting their nervous system.
This is really a scary thing, because I don't know a lot about what bees pollinate and what they don't. My understanding is that if we didn't have bees to pollinate our crops, we would have a significant decrease in the amount of foods we could eat, the fresh produce and fruits that we could eat.
Exactly. I understand in California with the bee pollination, they were short 1 million hives. Now, I know up in Canada here to buy almonds now. On the wholesale market, they more than doubled the prices already.
Dave Schuiter is our guest. He's the owner of Saugeen Country Honey in southern Ontario, Canada. Dave, knowing the relationship between your bees and your neighbor's crops that rely on the bees, have you guys gotten together, sat down with a lawyer, and said, we need to do something about the guy growing the corn up the street to put an end to this?
I won't comment on that.
Do you think the government is going to compensate you in any way for what has happened?
They've never come forth saying that.
Just in February of 2012, a study was done that showed that it doesn't only affect bees, that this stuff can affect the developing brains of mammals. And I have no understanding as to why they would allow this to continue. Are you familiar with a company called Bee Logics that is owned by Monsanto? And they've been doing research on bees.
Right. They bought that a year ago, September, didn't they?
Yeah. And we are wondering what the plan is here, because I don't understand why they would buy a company like that and why they would be so interested in bees if they weren't worried about the fact that the bees are dying and not able to pollinate the plants.
Well, to me, it's like putting a fox around the hen house.
Absolutely. We feel the same way. We've talked about Michael Taylor on the show. We've talked about all the associated legislators on the show. And we do feel like there's a huge issue here that not only affects the United States, but affects Canada and Mexico because of NAFTA and GATT and all these other treaties that, you know, we all need to work together as citizens and be aware of. And we greatly appreciate your information. I mean, this is a tragic event. And can you tell people where they can find you on the internet, on Facebook?
You can find us on Facebook, Saugeen Country Honey. We've only been about a week and a half at it, so bear with us. We're trying to learn how to do it, but we are on there.
Well, I hope people will wholeheartedly support you. We support you, and we hope to have you back on the show with an update very soon.
Looking forward to hearing from you again.
Thank you. Dave Schuiter, owner of Saugeen Country Honey in southern Ontario, Canada. You've been listening to Food Nation Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Did you miss any part of the show? Listen anytime at businesstalkradio.net and click podcasts. And be sure to follow Elizabeth on Twitter. Keyword Food Nation Radio. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern for Food Nation Radio on the Business Talk Radio Network. This is the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty.